Oh, hi there. My name is Bonnie Lippincott, mom of two. During the transformation into motherhood, I learned I needed to trust my intuition, forgive myself, and know that I'm growing alongside my children. The title, Entry-Level Mom, is meant to highlight the obvious. We have no formal training, but everything we need is already within our DNA. This podcast is connected to my book, Entry-Level Mom, and the goal is to share honest and vulnerable stories with friends to encourage each other. I hope you enjoy. In this episode, I am joined by Jill Apperson. Jill and I discuss intuition and ease as it relates to motherhood. Growing up, Jill was a part of my family's village, and I grew up playing at her house with her two lovely daughters. Growing up, I always noticed Jill's ease and calm energy, and I think of her often when I see my friends interacting with my young children, because her presence in my life influenced me in a very positive way. Jill has written books on inner and outer journeys, and both were made into animated films. I'll link the YouTube videos in the show notes. Ahmed's Journey and Nathando's Journey. Jill and I also discuss listening to that gentle whisper of intuition and how our children are our tutors. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today's topic is ease and intuition. I'm joined today by Jill. And growing up, I was lucky enough to have a neighbor like Jill. I was friends with her two daughters. We had wonderful play dates in her backyard, jumping on the trampoline. And I think of you, Jill, and my mom's friends because you were such a positive influence in my life growing up. They say it takes a village. You were part of my mother's village, and I feel very lucky to have received love from, of course, family, but also friends. And when I thought about this topic of ease and intuition, you immediately came to my mind because you are effortlessly graceful, calm, and loving. You're just a wonderful human being, and thank you for joining me today.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So before we jump into ease and intuition, my first question is, how did you come to be a mother? How were your pregnancies and deliveries?
So I have four children, and I have so my first two pregnancies were I was 27 and 29, and then my second two, I was 37 and 39. So there's a 10-year span between two girls and then 10 years later, two boys. And so I have this really interesting, I feel like I was a young mother, and then I feel like I was an older mother, and I hear people talk about having one being easier than the other, or maybe even a certain gender being easier. And honestly, I think the whole thing is, it's just what it is. And you take it moment, one moment at a time. And I just knew I really wanted to be a mom. And so I was actually in, Christine and Dana's dad was a Foreign Service officer. So I was pregnant in Eswatini. So I was teaching school and pregnant and trying to eat all the good foods. And there was only whole milk in those days. Like there was nothing else. And so I did. I gained 80 pounds, became a very big mama, and then flew back. Again, at 8 months, who does that now from Southern Africa to my parents' house to give birth? And then, first pregnancy, and so she was late. And then second pregnancy, just right on the heels, seemed to go very smoothly. And then third pregnancy, super challenging, learned. And the first two, there was really no ultrasound, didn't know if I was having a boy or a girl, never had, didn't exist 30 years ago. And then the boys who are the millennial, born on 2000, 2002, there were ultrasounds and things that really didn't exist. And they saw that it was that I had placenta previa and there was a duodenal atresia. So the baby was going to have surgery immediately upon birth. And it was very stressful, like very, very stressful. So I had an emergency cesarean. Fortunately, he's a very strong 23-year-old male today, like doing his thing. And it worked out fortunately with wonderful doctors and nurses and staff caring for both myself and the baby right as he was born. And then right after that, I had a VBAC. So then my second son was born 15 months later and everything went really smoothly. So I can't, if I'm, I'm just all over the map on that.
Such an important call out that there's no rhyme or reason with the boys or the girls or being a young mom and a older mom. It, you can't put it in a box. Every child is different and every pregnancy is different. That's wild. I didn't realize you were pregnant in, you said East Swahili with your first pregnancy?
It was Swaziland and then they changed the name recently. The king changed the name. But yes, it, yes. Yeah, I was pregnant the whole time there. Yeah.
Wow. And drinking whole milk.
Whole milk. I think that's what did it to me. I think I just wanted to have the baby to have strong bones. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to drink all this milk. And it was delicious. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But there were.
Well, hey, you did something right because she's a strong, vibrant adult now. Right. I gained 60 pounds with each pregnancy, which is quite a lot, you know, above average. But you know, it comes off and it's, it was just kind of a roller coaster and my body was along for the ride. So that's, yeah, thanks for sharing.
Of course.
And then flying 8 months is
I know,
unusual now.
Right. They probably wouldn't do that. Probably not advisable. I was really puffy when I got off. I have a lot of water retention.
I bet. So like I shared in the little intro, growing up, I was so lucky to have you as a neighbor and playdates were so fun at your house. And I always noticed as a little girl, your calm ease. Can you speak about living life with ease and grace? I get pretty riled up sometimes with too much caffeine or a to-do list, but it never serves me. And children notice the energy and so I've always noticed that about you and I mean it. How do you do it?
Thank you. Thank you. That is, it's really amazing to have, when you texted me and you said that, I was thought, wow, because that was such a challenging time in my life. I had just moved back from Rome, Italy, and I had these two young kids and I was changing careers and I thought, wow. And her takeaway was that I was calm. I'm like, wow. But then I started to think about it and there were two things. One, I had very good advice from a friend and that person said, when you're with your children, be somewhere where they can be playing. And if you are in a bad place, they're safe. You can be at a park. You can see that they're safe, but you're taking time for yourself to be. So and that's one. The second part is that what I think about when I think about the times that we, so many fun times, but it's the inner child. As an adult, when I am able to play with my kids and do something, and I remember we did that silly, remember we applied, you guys tried out, I say we, because I was so, I enjoyed it so much, but it was the talent show. And we made the tie-dyed outfits to for our song and the dance in the driveway. And I just remember the joy that I saw that you all were having, but it was also playful for me. So my inner child, I think if we can, and I think it's wonderful for kids to see their mom play because there is this beautiful thing that happens in freedom of play that we still can be that serious mom when we need to be right there. Their lives are in our hands. There's a lot of responsibilities, but if it just bogs us down, then we just are going to be that to our children. So I think that inner child is that place where I can find ease, playfulness. And even today at 60, I enjoy tapping into that.
I do remember the tie-dye making in your driveway, and we, for the talent show, you had turned up the music and we were taking turns developing our own dance moves for the talent show. And it felt like such a safe space, but getting in front of the crowd was so scary, of course. But I do remember that. And that's an important point where it's when you're playing with your kids, it's an invitation to play with your inner child too. And that's pretty incredible when you think of it, because sometimes I'm not in the mood to play like Transformer dinosaurs, but it's not really my thing, but there's an invitation there to enter this play world, and you can really relate to your kids that way. And you do some inner child work that way. That's cool.
Yeah. And you're right. It is different. Sometimes like I'd walk across the room and step on the Legos and they'd hurt and they'd be like, everything's across the room. And I'm horrible at Legos, like horrible. So I might pick other things that I could play at, right? But finding that place where you can still have fun along and your child can have fun.
Yeah, I love that. And then taking time for yourself, like making sure the kids are safe, but then doing the self-care that you need that can't go. I learned now that I have to take pretty excellent care of myself, both physically and emotionally, because more is required of me. So I have to make sure that I'm taking care. Those are very wise examples. Thank you. So then I notice when I calm down, I can trust my intuition. And that's probably why I linked the two topics today, because I thought that you naturally were, you were calm and then you trust your intuition. How did you, and do you remember to trust yourself or learn to trust yourself?
When I read that question, I thought, oh, Bonnie gets it. Like, you get it. You may not know you get it, but you're right. Because when we are in the moment and we're responding instead of reacting, we are able to be, and it only happens when we're calm. So if we're stressed, it's because our mind is on a thought that's not even in the present moment. It's about something we have to do later, or it's about something, a belief that you have, like, I'm not a good mom, or, oh, this is dangerous. I mean, there's all these, so our beliefs are, we're in our brain and we're not even in that moment. So we're going to react instead of being responding. So when you said, I'm like, oh, she does, I get it. You get it, because when we're calm, we're able to be in the moment, which then we get that choice to, because there is no intuition when we're stressed. There is no, because we're not in our bodies, we're in our heads, we're in that belief, we're feeling, our body's feeling the stress and anxiety of that belief system somewhere else. And we're not even, we've actually like turned the dial down on our intuition or the gift of being present to what might come up. And that's not to say it's easy when there's chaos is reigning and kids and there's a lot happening, but you are right that I do believe what you're saying. I that is, when we're calm, we're going to be able to sense that sixth sense, that into that, whether it's that silent voice within. And I do believe it's a practiced gift that everyone has, that every mother has. And I know I thought about it last night. I was like, gosh, there's the mitochondria where you're still connected to your children till they're like 30. So you really are, you are feeling them. You are knowing, you're sensing this intuition and trusting that. Some people it's in their gut, you know, which is, you know, so close to the uterus, you know, where we have that creative sense of, as a mother, that gift to be able to be there. Some people in the heart. Sometimes for me, it's just even, it's almost like a whisper. It's like, it's, I don't even, it, 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 But I, there's times in my life when I haven't, when I've heard it and I haven't trusted it and things haven't gone so well. And then there's times where I try to bring it online and try to listen to it, because it is a beautiful, wonderful, what I would call sacred thing. So that's intuition's a biggie, and calm and being that mom to be able to respond is that calm place that you mentioned. I think you have to be, which is really hard as a mom, right? When you have 10 things to do and, you know, there's a lot happening and you're trying to keep everybody safe, alive, and fed, like just the basics.
Everyone always needs a snack when the whisper was just coming, they need some, exactly, block of cheese. No, I know. Yeah. I think, well, that's true too, where we all have it, and it can be, I have felt it in different zones of my body too, where sometimes in my ears, a lot of times in my heart, just a knowing, and then with danger, a lot of times in my gut. But that's so true with where that's the gut is close to our womb where we carry the children. So that's cool. And isn't it true when you listen to the whisper, it does get louder, or you're like turning up the dial? When I don't listen to her, things inevitably go awry. So you just learn to listen to her sooner and quicker and more consistently. That's when beautiful miracles can happen, you know, her protection maybe from other routes, other in life, you know?
Yeah, agreed. So well said. Completely agree. I think it's wonderful that you have that awareness of where fear comes into your body and where in your heart sometimes, and then the voice, because that's then you're able to be, it's practice, right? It's like any kind of any muscle that we practice, it becomes stronger. And so it's like you said, then you'll be like, oh, wait, this is fear I'm feeling for, you know, or this is danger, or this is, I love that. And I agree with you if you don't listen. And I had this conversation with my 87-year-old mother, and she said she stopped listening and she can't hear it anymore. And I said, it's not too late. And she's like, no, it's not. She said, I'm going to start listening again. So
Isn't it so funny? It's always a remembering and a forgetting, and then a remembering and a, and then my ego's like, no, you got this. Like, let me take over for a little bit. Like,
yeah. Thanks, ego. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Beautiful.
What has motherhood taught you?
That is just so big, because it's, as a mom for 30 years, by having someone in with over that stretch of time, it's such a big, it's half my life at this point. And I would say, it taught me the importance, this wonderful gift that I was the caretaker of these beautiful beings, and the importance of caring for myself. And as odd as that sounds, I think I had to redo mothering. We all take what was useful and then what wasn't useful from our childhood and our parents. And I had a wonderful mom, but she never put herself, I should say first, and I don't mean to put kids or partners second, but if we don't take care of ourselves, and if we don't value ourselves, and we don't trust ourselves, we're not modeling anything to our children, and we're becoming weaker over time. And so I think the most important thing that I learned being a mother is my needs matter, that I'm valuable, I'm important, and I am so full of love. And by taking care of myself and being that love, I then can share that love with the most important people in my life.
That's beautiful. Thanks. I completely agree. And it's interesting when I was It's so natural to just kind of give and give and give, and then you're at a yellow and then a red, and this is what I'm supposed to be, just inverting myself and giving until I'm empty. That's the messaging that I received from perhaps the culture, or I don't know, movies maybe, of, mothers or martyrs, but that's not true actually. And I want to be a good model for my children, living my life fully and a beautiful life and the life that I want. And it sounds so selfish and it sounds so counterintuitive when I share with my, maybe friends who don't have children, or my younger sisters, that motherhood taught me a very similar lesson, Jill, of taking good care of myself, because I want my children to watch mommy healthy, happy and healthy, But it takes effort, and it takes effort and time. And if I don't schedule it, it doesn't happen, because my time is so full. The weekends are so full of soccer practice and play dates and such. But that's beautiful, the modeling, and that our needs matter. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
What would you tell your younger self?
Oh, this one's was pretty easy and very special, and really almost made me, it probably did make me cry. And then I'm like, oh, I am that older woman, because I'm going to say what every older woman used to say to me, and I did not like it. And it's like, oh, enjoy it now because it's going to be gone. And it's because it goes so fast. And I think that there's no smell of pancakes in the house right now, and there's no sticky syrups, that is being spilled across the table. And I relish, like, and enjoy those happy accidents, and don't sweat the small stuff, because honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if the, everything, it's nobody really cared. I mean, I cared a lot what I thought everybody thought needed to happen. And I'm just like, it really doesn't. At the end of the day, it really doesn't. You're loving your kids so fully and completely, and being so true to who you are. And it'll be gone in a flash. And so I think it was to really relish and take joy in those little moments. Just like we were talking about the little moments of intuition, those little moments of just, there were just times where you just think, this is so peaceful. And it's so, there's this, I remember nursing my second by the fireplace at Christmas time. And I'm just like, I don't think I've had, I don't think it matters if you bottle feed or breastfeed. I'm not making any judgment there. I just mean, it was just an intimate moment with my child and myself together. And that stillness and peace was so, special. That and so children give us these opportunities and these moments of just divine rapture. And I think that that's probably what I would say to my younger mother self, is soak that in, because they grow up really fast.
So true what you said about the stillness, or how I noticed as a young child that you were calm, and you were surprised that you came across as calm. To you, as an adult, it felt like perhaps a difficult time where you were changing careers and such. And I wonder if what I was sensing was you tapping into the present moment, because what you're describing is very, being mindful in the present moment and being in the present moment, playing with your children, and that story of nursing by the fireplace with your daughter, that's, you can still savor the moment and really sink into your bones with them. I receive that advice a lot from older mothers as well. And I try to listen to it. When I would sit in the rocking chair, and I would try to sit and be still with it, and try to take little pictures with my mind. And I'm so thankful that I did that, because a lot of my memory is gone from the not sleeping and such. But I wonder if that's the being mindful. I wrote down this quote by Eckhart Tolle, "The Power of Now," because it ties into this. And he said, "Ask yourself, is there joy, ease, and lightness in what I am doing? If there isn't, then time is covering up the present, and life is perceived as a burden or a struggle. But life is really a gift." So,
I love that. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. It's like what we're doing right now, right? There's this beautiful exchange. We're both present. We're able to be here. And the wonderful gift that we have that we forget as mothers is kids are always in the present moment. They're not programmed yet. So we have like the perfect tutors to be able to like be with us, to help us be in the present moment, because like they'll be like, you know, mommy, there's a dog on the corner. I might be thinking about what's for dinner and what I have in the fridge, but they're in the present moment. So we have these, like, we have to remember that. That's probably the greatest gift that we have, to be in the present moment.
That's so true. Our kids are our tutors.
They are, right?
They're not programmed yet. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like the dance you said that you guys were making, the choreography. You didn't have any way that it needed to be. Like, maybe I wanted it to be a certain way, but you guys were, you were the choreographers, and they're the choreographers of life. And it's really fun to watch and be a fly on the wall as kids are creating and choreographing their life. It's fun.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It is an honor. And the open-ended craft project, sometimes I think this glue and this rock and this, it's going to go a certain way, but they'll create something that I hadn't even thought of. So,
right.
Yeah, the open-ended.
And they'll tell us what it is if we can't recognize it. Right?
They'll be like, it's true. Oh, thank you so much, Jill.
Of course. What an honor to see you. Fills my heart. So,
likewise.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. I believe by speaking honestly around all topics surrounding motherhood, it sheds light and love to them and is useful to parents. We are all in this together. Books by Bonnie Lippincott has links to my social media pages, and it's where you can buy a copy of Entry Level Mom Book or any of my other books. As always, please remember to be kind to yourself.